11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball.
One ball!
The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores,
goal!
Scoring the goals. He shoots, he scores,
goal!
Scoring the goals.
Hello, everybody. Welcome along to the League Podcast Championship Edition. My name's Lee Phelps. Pete Farris is on the line to have a look at six featured championship games. You well, Pete?
Hello.
Very good.
yeah, I'm also well. Good. I didn't really answer the question.
No. That's fine. I presumed you were. Fulham versus Bournemouth is the first game that we'll have a look at, and this one's live on the TV on Friday evening. Fulham are priced up at 5-2. The draw is 13-5. And Bournemouth are priced up at even money. Bournemouth now fourth in the table. Only 3 points behind Middlesbrough, though. Very congested. Top six with Brentford on 61 and Middlesbrough top of the lot with 66. But the form was looking very worrying. And then they pulled out a 2-1 win against Wolverhampton Wanderers on Tuesday night. Thanks to two goals from Jan Kermagant, including a penalty, which won the game. Their opponents, Pete, Fulham, had that 2-0 win over Derby. And that's the only win that they've had since the 3-2 win over Nottingham Forest, which was way back on the 21st of January. Another golden opportunity here for Bournemouth. I know they haven't been in good form, but we would have snapped even money up about 3 or 4 weeks ago, wouldn't we? Would you snap it up now?
I'm not sure I would snap it up now, no. I think there'll be a lot of people looking at that thinking it's a good bet, and I think I can understand why they would do. But, you know, some of the things that Kit Simons has said this week as well would play into your hands. He talks about how Fulham should be able to get themselves up if, you know, the players sort themselves out. It was, to paraphrase it, it was quite brutal about the players who are at the club now, Kit Simons. It was a strange thing to hear him say. The worry I've got here is about Fulham's home form and how good that has been. If you're looking at playing Bournemouth on the outright, I'm not sure you can, to be honest. Fulham have beaten Reading, they've beaten Forest, and they've beaten Derby at home in the last five. I mean, the draw with Birmingham 1-1 is one thing, and they've done pretty well, and the only team to have beaten them there in the last five is, in fact, Ipswich, and they've actually made themselves very tricky to beat at Craven Cottage. You know, with Kit Simon saying what he said, with him saying his players need to pull their finger out and so on and so forth, that's maybe got to be a bit of a worry. But will he get a reaction? He might get a reaction from that. Plus, Bournemouth, their away wins have come at Rotherham, poor, and Wigan, very, very poor. They've lost at Leeds, Brentford, Forest. Their away form has been less than backable recently. It really, really has. So if you're offering me the price ultimately on Bournemouth, I'm going to have to turn you down. 5-2 is too good a price. Now, the draw no better in this market, as you can understand, with the 5-2, 13-8, I think a good way to play this for Fulham. I also like the both teams to score, something that's been pretty prevalent in a lot of Fulham home games. It's 13-20. But I think Fulham win this game. I think Fulham win this game. Fulham and both teams to score is 5-1. Now, again, I just think that Bournemouth's travels have just been so poor of late, certainly since mid-January onwards. They've not looked convincing. I remember reading back about the Wigan game, and a lot of the articles I read suggested they weren't massively convincing in that 3-1 win over Wigan either. So this is a side of looking frail, who've maybe had that momentum popped against a side who, yeah, haven't been winning games and haven't been great, but have been incredibly difficult to beat at home, and have actually won 3 of the last 5, including a win over, of course, a side who, in the league, are currently better than Bournemouth. So Fulham and both teams to score at fives. Fulham on the outright, the best bet of all, of course. Fulham draw no better, 13-8. I just can't take Bournemouth at that price. And you're absolutely right in what you say, Lee. A couple of weeks ago, I'd have snapped your hand off for this price.
Yeah, things change. Fair dues. Blackpool versus Sheffield Wednesday is the first of the 3 p.m. Saturday kickoffs that we will have a look at. Blackpool are 16-5. It's 11-5 the draw, and Wednesday are 19-20. Wednesday handed their first defeat in three by Blackburn Rovers on Wednesday night. Before that, they'd beaten Millwall away and Middlesbrough at home, more impressively. 2-0 as well, the win over Middlesbrough last Saturday. Blackpool, I don't really know what to say about Blackpool. Other than that, they're still obviously very inconsistent. The only thing that is consistent about them, Pete, is their recent scoring record at home. They've scored in each of their last 12 home games, whatever the result, and whether they're beating Brighton or Millwall to nil, or drawing 4-4 with Forest, or losing 3-1 at home to Wigan, you can usually guarantee goals. How are you playing this one?
Let me read you some direct Lee Clark quotes.
Please.
"It will be the biggest miracle in football if we stay up now.
True.
We have 11 games to go and we're 16 points behind." True. "With our goal difference, really. We need to get 5 wins and a draw, more than 3 of our rivals. We're still in there fighting and I will fight myself too. I have one eye on next season and the rebuilding job of the club. We want to get back to the days under Ian Holloway when they lived the dream, but it will take a big miracle."
Yeah.
Also, he's not starting.
There's a phrase, you might know this, Pete. There's a phrase, you know, when you say, there's no need to call it a big miracle, is there? A miracle is a miracle, surely.
Hyperbole.
Is that what it is?
It might be hyperbole, yeah.
Whatever it is.
But anyway, you're right. A miracle is always pretty large. That just shows you the situation that Blackpool are in. Not only do they need a normal miracle, they need some kind of extra size one. They're not going to have Davis anymore. He's pretty much said he's going to go. They're not playing their first choice best goalkeeper in Joe Lewis because his future lies away from the club. And when you get things like that, when you get things like your main goalkeeper not playing because he's going to be off, you know, Davis leaving, no, I can't back them. We're punters at the end of the day on this podcast, aren't we? And 16-5, I mean, you're absolutely right in what you say. They're by no stretch of the imagination embarrassingly bad Blackpool. They're not winning games. They're losing an awful lot. We know that. But, you know, they were decent against Birmingham in the week. I think there's a few things that I saw that went a little bit unpunished that I thought maybe they could have been down to 10 men for as well. And, you know, you could flip it the other side and say, well, look at Sheffield Wednesday away form, not good, but they have been to a struggling side in Millwall and hit 3. They've lost to Ipswich and Derby in the last 5. Fine. And they've lost to Reading and beaten Forest away from home. This is not a side who are, by any stretch of the imagination, poor. They've beaten a really good side in Borough. Yes, they lost midweek to Blackburn, of course, 2-1. But for me, 19-20 is a very, 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 very fair price. Also worth a look is Lewis McGugan. I'm a massive fan of this guy. I've always been a big fan of him. We've spoken about him on the podcast quite a lot. And I know that Nuiyu and May have hit the back of the net of late as well. But for me, Lewis McGugan at 14-5 anytime is great value. You know, he's got him back-to-back away games, including at Derby County. He is a real handful. He's a quality player. And, I mean, I think there's a few you can just have your pick and choose from when you actually see the starting 11. McGugan, I have no doubt, will start the game. But 19-10-20 Sheffield Wednesday, they might be about the men to suffocate the chance of a big, big miracle.
Let's move on to Huddersfield's home game against Rotherham, a West versus South Yorkshire derby here. Rotherham 6 points above the drop zone, but still probably a little nervous being in the position they are. Luckily for them, Wigan, Millwall and Blackpool look like they've got all sorts of problems. Huddersfield Town are 5 points above Rotherham United in 16th. Neither team in particularly good nick, as you might expect, given where they are. Huddersfield's last home game, though, was a 3-0 win over Reading. Rotherham United, their away form is particularly poor, Pete, isn't it? They beat Wigan on the 20th of December, and you have to go back to the second away game of the season for the previous win, and that was against Millwall. They've only beaten teams who are in the bottom three now. Don't expect them to get anything at Huddersfield, do you?
No. No.
Okay.
No, I don't. Huddersfield is 6-5.
Yeah. Good price.
I think it's a good price, like you say. Rotherham, you know, 2 away wins all season and the 2 teams you've mentioned. The one thing you'd say is that Steve Evans has always been able to pull a result out when he needs to. But I can't see it myself. I cannot see it. Huddersfield have ridden a weird season. You know, I think they'll be up there for the teams we've talked about the least on the podcast maybe this year. they brought in Chris Powell, really, really good manager in my opinion. And certainly at home, they've been fantastic all season. I mean, they've lost only 3 games since September at home. I mean, that's pretty decent going. I know that 2 of them have come in the last 5, but that is still a strong home side. Rotherham are 5-2 for relegation, Lee. I looked earlier on. They're floundering. They're really properly floundering. Now, I know they got that massive win over Millwall, but from what I hear, it's not all particularly happy camping behind the scenes. And I don't know. I think that Rotherham are 5-2 with Wigan starting to find a little bit of form. I think the other two are done. I think they're down. And it sounds daft, doesn't it, when the only thing separating Wigan and Millwall is goal difference. But I think Wigan might be able... I've just got something in the back of my mind that says they might be able to drag themselves out of it. And if they do, it'll be Rotherham who drop. In terms of this game, I think Huddersfield at 6-5, a great value. If you are looking for a Rotherham goal scorer, why not try Danny Ward, of course. Arrived in January, bagged a couple of goals as well early on for Rotherham. Former Huddersfield Town player, of course. He's 21-10 anytime. Matt Derbyshire, their top goal scorer in the league this season. 5 goals, which maybe tells you quite a lot. 19-10 anytime. But for me, Naki Wells, who at one point almost went to Rotherham, anytime at 6-5 would be the play. But Huddersfield on the outright at 6-5, great value.
Let's move on to Millwall, shall we? One of the troubled teams at the bottom of the division. Second bottom with 31 points, locked in the same points as Wigan, and 6 points away from safety and Rotherham United. They can't buy a win, can barely buy a point at the moment. In the last 5 games, they've earned 1 point against Fulham since they last earned 3 at Birmingham. Back at home, where they have been doing better, they've drawn against that Fulham game. They drew against Reading as well, and they drew against Bradford City in the FA Cup. But you have to go a long way back for the last 3 points. This Norwich team, kind of inexplicably, well, maybe not in the Championship, lost to Wigan. That was one of the results in midweek that saved the bookmakers, really. That and Celtic, Pete, because pretty much every other favourite seemed to win.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, Norwich score goals, don't they? And tremendous away form over the last 5 games. Only dropped 2 points, and that was at Birmingham City. Won the rest at Blackburn, Watford, Charlton and Bournemouth.
I actually backed Wigan midweek.
Did you really?
I did, yeah.
One of the few did.
I did.
5-6 Norwich here away from home. 3-1 Millwall, 11-4 the draw.
I think Millwall win this game.
Really?
Yeah. I've looked and I've racked my conscience and I've thought, can I really put that up on the podcast? Can I really? I know I believe that to be true, but can I explain, was maybe the ultimate thing, can I explain why I think Millwall are going to win this game? And I'm going to give it my very best go. Norwich obviously were flying. Now I'm not going to apply socks up syndrome here, Nick Lee.
Fine.
Apologies, mate.
No.
I'm not going to attach socks up syndrome, which is of course for those who don't know, when teams win loads and loads of games in a row and then lose or draw one, sometimes they struggle to get going again. But they lost against Wigan, and as much as I think Wigan might be the team to be able to drag themselves out, they were never massively in trouble in that game, Wigan. Really, in the scheme of things, because I was in the studio, in the InPlay Radio studio, and I was looking at the stats, and they never really seemed, I thought, to be under the worst pressure in the world, Wigan. Now, that for me suggests that maybe Norwich have just had their big burst, and it can happen. We've seen it. Now, if you dissect who Millwall have lost to and drawn with, it's not great on the whole. Got battered by Borough, fair enough. Rotherham, they'd have liked to have done better there. That game, of course, overshadowed by stuff in the stands. They lost at home against Sheffield Wednesday. They lost at Leeds. But that's a tight game. That's a difficult game. And you're absolutely right. You know, at home, things haven't been quite as bad, but they also haven't won at home since October. And also, every 2 games, they're conceding 3 at home. This, though, theoretically, if you're looking at that pattern, I'm not. But 3-1, 0-0, 3-1, 0-0, 3-1, 0-0, anyone? 17-2. I'm not going to play that, but I'm just saying it's a pattern I noticed. But for me, I do think that Millwall are worth this because it's getting to last chance saloon. And I do think that, again, even though Millwall are going to be 2 of the 3 that drop, well, they're going to be 1 of the 3 that drop, I should say, rather than both of the teams that drop. But I really do think that they're going to have enough here. And more, really, for me than anything else, is about backing against Norwich. And it sounds ridiculous, but in this league, it's actually not. Norwich have been flying and flying and flying. They lose to a team who, don't forget, are in as much of a mess as Millwall are. So you've got that on Tuesday as well. They did lose to a team who are in as much of a mess and now have to go to Millwall, which will be a fiery, you know... not underdog, but, you know, the whole world is against this kind of atmosphere after what happened the other day. Of course, there's still investigations into that. But the point is, there's games like this, it's times like this where the Millwall fans really come together and the den is at its scariest. So if I'm looking at this game here, I'm thinking that Millwall come away with at least a point. Plus a goal is even money and is my best bet, possibly of the week. You'll find out soon, but certainly of this match. I do think Millwall make this.
Wow. Cardiff are taking on Charlton on Saturday at 3 p.m. Cardiff are 14th, Charlton are 12th. Very similar records these two teams have got. Only a goal separates them and only points separates them as well. The odds for this one, Cardiff are odds on at 17-20. The draw is 12-5 and Charlton are 17-5. Well, Charlton beat Nottingham Forest in the week 2-1. They preceded that with a home win against Huddersfield. We're beaten by Derby away from home, but also won away at Wigan and home against Brentford. So you can see that the recent form has been very good. Those 4 wins out of 5. Ever since, they were dreadful for a while, Pete, before that, weren't they? But, you know, Cardiff have been picking up wins as well, away at Wigan, away at Rotherham. I'm not sure those results at teams who are struggling compared to Charlton's recent form. I just can't have Cardiff at odds on here, Pete. Can you tell me different?
No. I think you're absolutely right. Charlton.
I thought these were the wrong way around, these prices.
Charlton have the 5th best form in the league right now. Now, admittedly, you could say, well, Charlton's away form all season has been very, very dodgy indeed. You're looking at just 3 away wins all season. But they've been to Norwich and Reading and Wigan and won there. But Cardiff are unbackable odds on. You know, this is a side who, you know, in similar vein, have won 1 of their last 10 at home. Last 9 at home, so 2 of the last 10 at home they've won. Not good enough odds on for me, that price. And yeah, they got a really, really important win over Rotherham and a cracking win over Rotherham, for which they should be commended. But, you know, Charlton, like you say, they're not Wigan. They're not Rotherham. They're in the 5th best form in the league. They've won 4 of the last 5 games. They've been scoring goals 3 past Brentford, 3 past Wigan, you know, 3 past Huddersfield. They beat Forest 2-1, which is a great result as well. I mean, this is a side who are flying. They are flying. And at 17, I think 17-5 is actually a little bit offensive to them, truth be told. Now, the one thing that's, of course, interesting goal-wise for Charlton is the fact that they've hit those 3. I mean, you are looking at a total of 11 goals in 5 games. I think it's a decent record in their last 5. And who gets them? Well, you know, we've seen Johan Gudmundsson in good form recently. Anytime he's 14-5. Tony Watt got a brace the other day. He's 12-5. Atakele's been in good form. So they're getting goals. They're getting lots of goals. And they're getting them from different people. Frederic Bulo, for example, got himself a brace in their last game. He's 15-4 anytime. So all of these prices that are worth looking at for their goal scorers. But I love the overs here. The over 2.5 goals. Because the way that Cardiff have been scoring, the way that Charlton have been scoring, they could do this on their own. Odds against Lee, 23-20 for over 2.5 in this game. But if you're offering me 17-5 on Charlton, I think personally, Mr. William Hill, you're a bit of a Burke. It might not land, but you're giving me a lot of value here. And I think that draw no bet, 21-10 Charlton, is an absolute monster. Their form is brilliant. They are flying. Guy Lujon, who, you know, in the past I've not been the biggest fan of, is clearly beginning to work his magic, or what magic he's got, on this Charlton side. They're improving. And you go through that side. I mean, the likes of, for example, Chris Eagles is a cracking player. Simon Church, Gudmundsson, who we've mentioned, Vetekele started brilliantly and hasn't quite gone on from there. Jordan Cousins, the midfielder, is really good. They're beginning to develop some really good young players. Joe Gomez, the defender, the centre-back, he's an interesting talent for the future. They are starting to grow, and the price here in this match is offensive. 17-5 is a great bit of value.
Wigan, a good use of the word Burke as well. I haven't heard that for a long time. Wigan versus Leeds is where we'll wrap things up this week. Wigan are the best of the bottom three, courtesy of goal difference. They've got an 11 better GD than Millwall, who are on the same points as them. Blackpool, rock bottom, of course, with a minus 40 goal difference and 22 points. Leeds United, I can call it GD if I want. Leeds United are a 15th position on 44 points. That recent good form seemed to have hit the buffers with 2 straight defeats, but then they bounced back with a home win over Ipswich Town on Wednesday night, beating them 2-1 with a winner from Billy Sharp. To be fair to Wigan, Pete, their recent form hasn't been too bad, has it? You know, I know they lost those 2 home games, but they've been away twice and beaten Blackpool and Norwich. What about this one, home to Leeds? They seem worse at home recently than they are away from home, and Leeds have been in good nick away from home until they went to Brighton.
Well, it's a 100% win record under their new chairman, isn't it? Their new 23-year-old chairman, Dave Whelan's grandson. If I could have been a chairman of a football club at 23, I'd have loved it. But sadly, my granddad was in the army.
I'd have loved to see you in the army.
And I don't think he ever broke his leg. Wigan Leeds, this is a really interesting one because of the pricing of it. I mean, the part of me goes, well, I think we're going to start, as I've already said, you know, in regards to Millwall and Rotherham in the podcast, part of me's already said, I think we're going to start picking up points and winning games. Another part of me looks at Leeds and some of the prices they've won games at recently and thinks 5-2 is massive for them to win a game when they've been playing the way they've been playing. Especially with the young players we've mentioned again and again. Alex Moat scored again the other day, 14-5 anytime is great value for a guy who takes free kicks. Billy Sharp has been told the place in his place in the side is his to lose. Scored, of course, again midweek. Great goal as well. 5-2 anytime for Billy Sharp would probably be my pick of the goal scorers here. But Wigan, I think, are improving. So the reason I chose this game was because in the end, I have gone with Wigan. I've gone with Wigan because I think they're going to start getting some momentum going. I've gone with Wigan because I think that maybe this change from Dave Whelan could well be a masterstroke. I don't know. It could well be foolish. It could well be a masterstroke. In the short term, it might keep them in the league because whenever something happens like that, things change. And that the club, to me, needed a big change. It was a club that was going stale, in the same way as Villa in the Premier League are going stale. Sometimes, even if you're not doing anything inherently horribly wrong, sometimes things just collapse around you because it just goes so flat. Think of how well Peter Reid did at Sunderland, for example. And eventually, it just comes to its natural conclusion and it limps on. I think the natural conclusion was that Dave Whelan maybe wanted or needed to step down for a while, has now decided to do so, and I think that could well be a big sweeping brush. It was part of what made me back Wigan actually in the week against Norwich at 6-1. I only had £3 on, which is annoying, but still, the point remains. They are still a side that, for me, have got the players, have got the talent, and actually have got the manager, if we're talking about his quality of management, to keep them in this division. So in the end, I've gone for Wigan at 23-20, but I do think Leeds score in this match. Match result, both teams to score is 4-1. Needing to do something and being able to do something are two entirely different things, but Leeds don't have anything to do anymore, really. Wigan, they've got all of it to do, and I think they might just have enough in there to do it.
Very good, yeah, nice. Last week, Pete was the solitary winner of the Naps. Jason Lewis missed out. You can check out Jason's tips for League One and League Two, by the way, on our sister podcast, which is available in the same places, the 72.co.uk, Audio Boom and on iTunes. I had a loser as well. I'm deserting Swindon. They've not done me many favours in the last couple. They seem to have bottomed out Swindon as soon as I started to pick Naps surrounding them. So well done, Pete, on your 9-5 Wolves pick. I like that. It was very nice. Yep, and nice good price as well for a night. So you went a bit bigger, actually, didn't you? And it paid off. So well done on that one. You receive the princely total of £28 back with your stake. So congratulations on that. That brings you to doing a quick bit of maths. Minus, I think about 17...
Minus 72 or 71, I think. Minus,
yeah, somewhere around there. I'm on minus 28 now, my loser, and Jason comes down to £61 in profit. Where are you going this week, sir?
Charlton draw, no bet, at 21-10. This is a side who've got the fifth best form in the league, who are scoring goals for fun, for absolute fun, against a Cardiff side who can't get going at home and who, like a few other teams, haven't got a great deal to go for. I think Charlton, with the way they're flying under Guy Luzon, with the young players, the likes of Cousins and the likes of Gomez they're bringing through, are going to have something to do. They'll be looking, as Guy Luzon has said, they'll be looking at these young players to try and get their eye in properly now toward the end of the season to come into the next season looking for promotion. But away from that, I just think the price for this game is offensive to Charlton. I'm not going to play the 17-5, although, good God, I was tempted. I will put the draw no bet, though, at 21-10.
Very good. I like that. Mine comes in League One. I'm looking at Rochdale against Colchester.
Right.
Yeah. 10-11 to beat Colchester, which I quite like. I've been tempted in by some value here, Pete, on Ian Henderson to score and Rochdale to win at 2-1. I like them at home. Beat Crewe, beat Chesterfield, beat Crawley, obviously lost to Sheffield United.
I can't speak about the other results, but the result against Chesterfield I wouldn't take into account because it was the worst game of football I've ever seen, and it was a game that I think I had like three shots or something in, and it was a cross that basically Ian Henderson sort of gently touched with the top of his boot and it went in, and that was literally the only thing that happened in that game.
Yeah, it's just when they win, he's involved in the scoring,
yeah,
isn't he?
He's the man to pick, yeah.
Yeah, so the 2-1. My 10-11, 2-1. Do you know what? I'm going to risk it. I'm going to go for the 2-1 when I should go for the 10-11 for Ian Henderson to score and Rochdale to win. Ian Henderson on his own to score is 5-4 What's happening here is I think 10-11 is good, and I think Ian Henderson at 5-4 is good against this Colchester team. But I'm going to put them both together and go for that. So there you go. It could be a big trouble depending on what Jason goes for. 21-10 for Pete. Charlton draw no bet if that that rocks up, and the 2-1 for Hendo and Rochdale to both come good on the day. Pete, have a great weekend.
Yeah, you as well.
Thank you very much for your time. And if you have a bet on any of the Championship action that we've discussed or any of the other games, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.